Good afternoon. I'm Hannah Levine. You've got it tuned to the home stretch here on KXCI 91.3 FM here in Tucson, online everywhere at kxci.org. My next guest is none other than the living local legend, Linda Ronstadt. It is no exaggeration to say that Linda's four-decade career has established her as one of the most important musical artists of our time. She has broadened the latitudes of how we define what it means to be a pop singer, expanding her canvas to include country, rock and roll, big band, jazz, opera, and Broadway standards, as well as rich Mexican and Afro-Cuban influences. With worldwide album sales of over 50 million, at least 31 gold and platinum records, 10 Grammy Awards, the National Medal of Arts, and membership in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Linda is the consummate American artist. Linda sang her last concert in 2009 and shortly thereafter announced her retirement from singing, but she has remained quite busy. She received a Latin Grammy for a lifetime achievement, released her memoirs, and has been the subject of a stunning documentary, The Sound of My Voice, which won the Grammy for the best long-form video in 2020. She's currently working on another book to be released next year, Feels Like Home, a song for the Sonoran borderland, which will look back on her early years living between Tucson and the Rio Sonoran region of northern Mexico. Welcome to the show, Linda.
Well, thank you.
It's so great to have you here. This new book that you are working on sounds very intriguing. You've already done kind of the classic memoirs collection, but this is focused much more on your family and your culture and your heritage around the Sonoran borderlands. Can you tell me a little bit about the book, perhaps who you're collaborating with and what your objectives were when you started that project?
Well, it's sort of limited to the Sonoran Desert and some of the Sky Islands. The Sonoran Desert is a region of its own. It's a distinct region, and it exists on both sides of the border. The fence that goes through it doesn't stays in any, it still stays the same desert. And there was a culture that was very, very, very strong and very richly developed that was been interrupted by the fence, which is too bad because we're the same people on the other side. And it's about my family and Bill Steen's family. Bill Steen is a friend of mine who runs straw bale building workshops down by the border and has written books about it. And his family and my family had a three or four generation relationship. So it starts with my great-grandmother and it ends with my great-niece. It is what we did, how we socialized with each other, food we ate, stuff we wore. It's about that. And the friendships and the sorrows and the heartbreaks and the picnics.
It's important to have both the heartbreak and the picnics in there. Why was it important?
Well, I have some letters. I went to the Arizona Historical Society and found a big cache of letters from our family. So I've got letters from my great-grandmother, letters from my grandfather courting my grandmother. It's really cool. Oh. All their secrets now.
Oh, that's wonderful. And the documentary, The Sound of My Voice, really beautiful documentary. I actually rewatched it for the third time last night. And one of the things that I find most striking is in the opening voiceover, you say there are a lot of really good singers in the world, a lot better than I am. What I did different was that I performed many different kinds of material. People would think that I was trying to reinvent myself, but I had never invented myself to start with. And thinking about that, as you said that, the artist that you ended up becoming was actually defined by this genre-defying approach. So you weren't just versatile and multifaceted. You were also somewhat of a creative ambassador. You delivered music from so many different eras and cultures to a more mainstream audience. What would you say was the drive behind that desire to deliver a diversity of music in your career?
Well, all of it was music I heard before I was 10, and it was music that I was really enthusiastic about. Mexican music had a huge part of that, in fact, the major part of it. And I didn't want to have to go through the rest of my life without singing the stuff that I learned first. I'm a kind of a product of the American radio or the Southwest radio, because we had all the Mexican stations from across the border. And we had XARF Del Rio, Texas, which was which is the transmitter, is across the border in Acuña, Mexico. So even though they were in Texas, they could broadcast all over the western United States. And then we had the Louisiana Hayride we could get at night. For some reason, those faraway radio stations would come in at night. So I'd listen to all this stuff. I'd stay up late and listen to it when I was a little kid. I heard rhythm, blues, and gospels, bluegrass, country music, cowboy music, dance band music, standards, Broadway songs. Just everything there was on the road, and I just lapped it up. I never tried to do anything that I hadn't heard by the time I was 10. So I just couldn't do it authentically. But I heard a lot of opera at my grandparents' house, and that's what I mainly listen to now still.
So Borderlands Radio was a big part of shaping your voice, literally and figuratively, it sounds like.
Yeah, it was really a rampant eclecticism.
Yeah.
But I tried to do anything I really admired, you know. If I admired it, I wanted to try to learn how to do it.
Well, it is your 75th birthday, and happy birthday. That's
thank you. I can't believe I got here.
I was astonished
at 50.
It's a landmark one. As such, our mayor, Regina Romero, has declared it to be Linda Ronstadt Day. And if you don't mind, I would love to pull Mayor Romero onto the mic here and give her an opportunity to say hello and have you two meet.
I've been dying to meet her. Maybe I'll get to meet her in person one day, but I'd love to meet her.
All right. Well, let's get her in here. Welcome to the show, Mayor.
Very happy to be here with
Mayor,
you.
Mayor, thank you so much for being our mayor. I still consider myself a citizen of Tucson.
Linda, you are.
I'm very proud that you're our mayor.
You are one of our most important citizens, La Hija de Tucson. And I am so honored that you are calling in and that you count Tucson and that it's so close to your heart. Congratulations on your documentary and all of its successes. And, you know, I'm 7th generation Sonoran Desert dweller, and I identify with the story of your family.
Well, our families probably knew each other for generations, and we didn't know it.
Yes.
Where did they come from?
My family is from Sonora, and we don't know any other area than Sonora.
We only eat flour tortillas.
Yes, and pinole and chiltepines.
Pinole, I remember eating that.
So
it's all in my book.
Yes, and you know I'm really happy because we're going to declare to today your birthday, July 15th, Linda Ronstadt Day in the city of Tucson, and
I'm very honored.
I have been thinking about you, Linda, because as mayor, I want to do some special projects, and I want to make sure that we're recognizing your contributions and your family's contributions to Tucson. So I really want to recognize the history that you have, the connection that you have to Tucson in one way, shape, or form. So as the first Latina, only second Mexican-American mayor in the history of the city of Tucson, I feel that it is important for me to recognize heritage and culture and history. And being able to recognize you is top of my mind.
Well, great. I feel pretty honored.
Me too. I feel honored to have this conversation with you. And if you'd like, I'd be more than happy to read the proclamation for the Linda Ronstadt Day to you.
Yes, I think that would be wonderful.
So it is a proclamation that we are declaring your birthday, the Linda Ronstadt Day in the city of Tucson. So this is how it reads. Whereas Linda Maria Ronstadt will be honored by friends, relatives, fans worldwide, and the residents of the city of Tucson, Arizona, on the occasion of her 75th birthday on July 15th, 2021. And whereas Linda Ronstadt made substantial contributions to varied musical genres, employing the dynamic and affecting power of her voice to help carry the signature cultures and character of Sonora, Mexico, and Southern Arizona to the farthest reaches of the world. And whereas July 15th, 2021 marks 75 years of the life and edification of the city of Tucson and of the surrounding music community, during which time Linda Ronstadt brought joy and earned the respect, love, and affection of fellow denizens as a unifying influence. And whereas Linda Ronstadt fostered collaboration with fellow musicians and pride for Tucson citizens in her myriad creative and philanthropic endeavors, demonstrating enormous range as she traveled from the Old Pueblo to the top 40 with the utmost personal authenticity. And whereas the denizens of Tucson, Arizona, wish to honor Linda Ronstadt for her passion and commitment to the performing arts via the spirited languages of mariachi, country, folk, et al., while crying like a rainstorm, howling like the wind, and singing canciones de su padre. Now, therefore, by virtue of the authority vested in me as the mayor of the city of Tucson, Arizona, on behalf of the city council and all denizens hereof, I do hereby proclaim July 15th, 2021, as Linda Ronstadt Day.
Well, that's pretty cool. Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm delighted.
That's one way to create a new friendship there. Good job.
Yeah.
Linda,
help me get to me.
Your Canciones de mi Padre, Volume 1 and 2, is just magic. And so to this day, that's what it invokes to me, right? The culture, the history of who we are, and the connection to the land. And so it's...
I waited 20 years to do that record.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, well worth the wait, because the selection of the music in those two albums is just 100% pure Sonora.
These are the only songs I knew. Where did you get these songs? I just know them. A lot of them I hadn't heard recordings of. I just heard somebody or other sing them, you know, Uncle So-and-so or my dad or my brother.
Yes. Well, you know, we are hoping that you can come back for a celebration of you and the history of who you are here to Tucson. And, you know, you have carried us and, you know, Tucson throughout the world, and we are very appreciative of you doing that.
Well, I want to come back and build a house. You still miss on a lot.
Well, you should come back, and we would be more than happy. I'm the mayor of the city of Tucson. We'll help you through the process.
You must know some of us for sale.
I know some people in the city.
Well, I look forward to meeting you in person.
Me too, Linda. Thank you so much. It's wonderful to have had a conversation with you, and I wish you a beautiful and wonderful and healthy birthday. And this is your city. You will be welcome with open arms whenever you want to come back.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Mayor Romero, Ms. Ronstadt, thank you so much for your time. Happy birthday. Happy Linda Ronstadt Day. I'm Hannah Levine. You're listening to KXCI, and let's all continue celebrating Linda today. Thanks again.
Thank you. Besos, abrazos.
Same to you.